The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hello, you're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have had chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lissa Marquardt. I am a certified career and life coach, and my passion is guiding others to find and live theirs, regardless of their age or circumstance. My guest today is Frank Travers. He is the winemaker at Chateau Beloit in the Bordeaux region of France. And I was fortunate to meet Frank at the best wine tasting I've actually ever been to. Most wine tastings I go to are about as dry as the wine that I like to drink, but not Frank. Frank was very warm and entertaining, and he actually compelled those who are fortunate to be in attendance to want to learn more about wine and to pay attention, as opposed to just looking forward to the next tasting. So it was a lot of fun. And all of that was because Frank has a very unique and engaging model by which he sells his wines from the Bordeaux region of France. And we're going to go to break, and when we come back, Frank is going to join us and share what that model is, how it came to be, and what makes his work compelling for not only him, but for those who are fortunate to be able to experience him and his delicious wines. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Summertime and sunshine is synonymous with the great outdoors and enjoying all it has to offer. At Winter Ridge, it also is synonymous with access to delicious, fresh fish. We are excited to be rolling out a weekly fresh fish offering. Each Tuesday in the meat department, we will be featuring a rotating weekly fish, limited quantities, specialty varieties that'll add a splash of something new to your at-home menu. Cast your line with us each Tuesday and catch something new. Winter Ridge, your community choice for local, natural, and delicious. At the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8 year old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor.
And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin. Terrific.
Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow. With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
All children deserve the best start. That includes good oral health. As life milestones are met, ensure they visit dental specialists at ages 1, 7, and 15. Around age 1, it's time for a visit with a pediatric dentist to help establish good oral health habits. At 7, it's time to see an orthodontist to ensure your child's bite, teeth, and jaws are developing properly. Around 15, it's time for a visit to an oral and maxillofacial surgeon to determine if your child's wisdom teeth need to be removed or monitored. Remember, milestones met, healthy teeth set. Visit specialists at ages 1, 7, and 15. Make these appointments at the right time to ensure a proper foundation for good oral health. Learn more at milestonesmet.org.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I am so excited to have my guest today. It is Franck Travers from the Bordeaux region of France, and he's 9 hours ahead of us, and I hope you're drinking a glass of wine to celebrate this occasion. So welcome, Franck. Nice to have you with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, thank you. And so I was fortunate to get to meet you at a wine tasting. And like I said, it's probably the first time I've ever been really compelled to listen to what was going on as far as what the winemaker was or the person who was presenting had to say about wine. But you made it very compelling. And so I just had to extend this same opportunity to my friends and get to have you offer such a lovely evening for them to taste wine and just have a really good experience. And I think the highlight of that night was getting to know more about your story and how you came to do exactly what it is that you do, because it's rather unique. So you didn't exactly start out thinking you were going to be a winemaker or a wine distributor. And do you mind sharing your story with how things, how you started out and how things changed for you?
No, not at all. Actually, it was mostly by a combination of luck. In one way, I was born in a family that has been making wines for five generations. So obviously, that was I was born in it, but yes. I never trained for it, especially because I had personally initially not much interest for it. That's how I ended up studying international affairs. And when it turned out that the winery needed to be taken over by the next generation, I didn't have any cousins, brothers or sisters, so I had to make a call. Either we would sell it and I would go on with my career in international affairs, or I would take it over. And I just we're very fortunate to have a really gorgeous place, and I found a way actually to blend both activities, because it turns out that wine, I discovered it over time, wine is really a vector, a canvas to bring people together. This is a reason for people to talk when they're together. And maybe why it went so well last time we've met, we had a wonderful group also.
Yes.
So that helps when people are nice and want to chat and, you know, want to have a good time. Because I tend to think that good people attract good people. And so that's why I only do or attend wine parties for people I know and care about and I know are genuine about their willingness to bring people together and share a good moment. And then that's what I'm trying to communicate by bringing some wine over and then just chat about, in a fun way, about whatever people are interested in. What makes wine so special, especially, which is usually the fact that it's actually the combination of, you know, earth and climate. And when you look, you put wine in perspective, then you see really the history of it, especially in Europe. Everywhere you go in Europe, you know, there is always a Roman story, or there is a Greek story, or a Middle Age story, and wine actually carries that. I mean, my winery has been out there for 2,000 years, and so every time we speak about the place or the discoveries we have made out there, there is something to share about what happened 500 years ago. You know, so that's part of it. It's not just the juice or just the alcohol.
Right.
It's everything that's behind. That's the beauty of it.
I love that. I love that. So, and again, I don't know that most wine tastings have that kind of the feeling of passion behind it and a genuine, there's just a more of a warmth to the way that you presented that. And I think, you know, we talked about how you didn't necessarily want to start out doing the winemaking and the distributing, and you did learn to weave what you learned in international affairs into what you do. So tell us a little bit about how that evolved for you and made it into something that you so enjoy doing now.
I think that's the, we all need a reason, and that now we're getting away a little bit from the wine itself, but getting really into the reason why I personally, as an individual, do what I do. We all, considering that we all need a reason for waking up in the morning, you know, mm-hmm. and I think that that providing a special moment through a product or through a presentation to other people will give a real reason and meaning for what you do every day. Mm. So when you just act for yourself,
yep.
it's, again, being selfish is one thing, because I don't think you can accomplish anything or help anyone if you're not fulfilled yourself.
Yes.
And I've always worked hard at trying to find the best way that actually works for me so I can then help others. And by setting up the winery the way I have set it up, so, I mean, now it's a winery that used to be 60 acres of vines. It's now down to 10. I only make better wines for, I try anyway, for pure enjoyment. And so when I make those wines, having, you know, when you have a winery, you really fight the climate. You, especially in France, there are many, so many rules where I am located at. And for instance, we cannot irrigate. You have to handle special climate situations, sometimes hail, sometimes, I mean, you go against mm-hmm. everything sometimes.
Yes.
But at least the very reason why I do it is because I know whoever drinks it afterwards. And when I make the sacrifice of the quantity to maximize the quality, it's because I know the actual person who will enjoy that bottle back home and who might have come to my place and stayed with me for a week, or we had a chance to share a very good moment, either when I went to their home or when they came to my home. Ultimately, that's what wakes me up every day. You know, it's for other people, not for myself. And of course, it's fulfilling yourself that you do it. But still, there is a generous move at first, because I don't think, I mean, that's very personal. But making mm-hmm. making money, having a winery that is actually profitable, is a very, very difficult thing to achieve,
right.
Unless you are like really famous, a really famous brand,
right.
Which doesn't happen to many people. But when you are at my size, at my level, then you making the profit is not the reason why you wake up every day.
Right.
it's something else has to move you, and what moves me is doing it for people I know and care about as much as I care for me to keep doing what I do.
I love that. And so I'm just curious, this is the fifth generation. And so was that a transformation that was challenging to make with what had gone on historically with the winery?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and when you look back, I remember that story from the brand Wilkinson, the razors.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think initially back in the, I don't know exactly what century it was, probably 17th or 18th century. they were actually sword makers.
Yes.
And when at some point in Europe the individual combats, not wars, but just combats, were actually banned from the society, and then they were not using that sort of swords anymore. to fight with each other, and people started to use guns and shooting at each other instead of using swords. Then they decided to move on and becoming a razor blade company.
Wow, I did not know that.
And that's a very interesting story. And you can take many different family names that have been going on for generations like that. You really see that sometimes to have the same family in charge or having the same name that actually carries an identity,
right,
for so long, it requires a lot of adaptation.
Yes.
And it might be maybe more common here in Europe as what it might be in the US. I'm not too familiar with that multi-generational situation in the US.
Right.
But here you see it from time to time. It's not very usual, but you see it from time to time. And yeah, those you look back 200 years before, most of those families did not do the same thing at all. And for me, at the time, 100 years ago, when my family started, it was actually a combination of other families that were making wine already, and they came together and started something a little bigger. The goal back then was to drink wine for the alcohol of it. You know,
right.
Water was not really clean back in the 19th century. It was not sometimes very healthy to drink water. So having wine, that's the good thing about wine. Wine is clean.
Yes.
Wine goes through the fermentation process and the alcohol pretty much kills everything. So it's a clean beverage. And that's why people would drink wine rather than drinking water back then. And then they had jobs that were really hard to carry on every day.
Yeah.
Like you would go mining, go deep in the mine. Well, you maybe needed some help. And so wine was helping. And that's the average consumption for our clients back then, because we were already selling direct to consumer. We were not distributing anywhere. We have always been, for five generations, directly in contact with whoever was drinking our wine. At the time, we were selling probably, on average, a bottle per person and per meal.
Wow.
That was the average consumption of our consumer base. And so, of course, when you produce that much volume, there is no reason to, I mean, not
yes.
No reason, not only no reason, but also not the possibility to produce really high-end wine, because people cannot afford it.
Right.
At that pace, people must drink really, really cheap wine. And I think you had an equivalent in the States. It was called $2 check?
Yeah.
Was it what it was?
Yes, I think some version of it is still out there, as a matter of fact, yeah.
I guess. Well, there's some inflation. Maybe
four-buck check now. For sure. Okay,
but yeah,
I'm stuck on miners drinking wine to hydrate themselves. That is an interesting situation to me.
Yeah, well, I'm taking the example of miners, but you could also take the agriculture. People in the fields, when they had no mechanics available, no machines, I assume when, you know, they had to work all day, they needed some help. And
Right. That's
why we have been the main location where the wines have been shipped for 100 years or 200 years were in the north of France, where there are a lot of coal mines. There were a lot of coal mines. A lot of agricultural farm, plenty of jobs like that.
Interesting.
And so over time, of course, the all of these situations evolved, and people didn't need to drink as much because just life changed, societies change, technology changes, etc. And so people slowly started to drink wine for the pleasure of drinking wine, not for the need.
Sure.
Of drinking wine.
Absolutely.
And that's where there has been a major movement over the past, let's say, 20, 30 years in the wine industry to slowly make better wines, but less. And it turns out that some regions have issues, not only in France, but worldwide, to adapt to those new conditions, because people were thinking, oh, wow, we've been making wines for so long. Everyone drinks wine. And then the new world wine started to come out in Argentina, Chile, Australia. And so France and Italy were not the only ones to produce wine anymore. America also, of course.
Yes, everywhere in America,
and so now we have so much wine everywhere.
Yes.
And probably not enough consumption for it.
So this is all, there's so many ways I want to go with this, but we have to go to break. So stay tuned and we will be right back.
July in North Idaho is a special time. Along with the sunny days and the lake warming to that perfect swimming temperature, we also see huckleberries ripening in the mountains. To honor this annual bounty, we here at the Ponderay Winery are offering our famous Huckleberry Blush as Wine of the Month. You can enjoy this along with many of the other award-winning wines Tuesday through Saturday at our 301 Cedar Street location in downtown Sandpoint. Our handcrafted cuisine and full lineup of entertainment throughout the month are also just a few more reasons to consider us for an afternoon or evening out. The Ponderay Winery, a Sandpoint institution for the past 30 years.
Sandpoint Superdrug is offering 50% off all house paint. That's right, 50% off all house paint in stock at Sandpoint Superdrug while supplies last. A fresh coat of paint will give your home that curb appeal you've been dreaming of, or give that one tired room a fresh new look. Sandpoint Superdrug is the place for summer projects with Ace Hardware and our friendly staff. Sandpoint Superdrug, Sandpoint's original one-stop shop. Offer does not apply to paint accessories or stains.
Attention anglers, can you identify bull trout? Bull trout can have pink or orange spots on the body and white on the leading edge of their fins. They have no black spots on their dorsal fin. Remember, no black, put it back. You must release all bull trout. For practice identifying trout on the internet, type in bull trout education and click on the online bull trout ID test. Please help bull trout recovery in the Clark Fork Ponderay Basin. This has been brought to you by Avista, Idaho Council of Trout Unlimited, Idaho Fish and Game, and Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
North Idaho's Radio, News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and my guest today is Franck Traverse. He is a winemaker at Chateau Beloit in the Bordeaux region of France. And we were just talking about how wine has transitioned from being one that people didn't necessarily enjoy so much, but it was more for hydration and other purposes, and now it's moved more into being in the entertainment industry, is what I think you called it yesterday, right, Frank?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And so how did that change the way you approached wine? What did that look like for you?
Well, so initially, just like any other traditional business, most of the time, you know, a product goes through a buyer who is going to sell to another buyer who is going to sell again to another buyer, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And that, when you sell a chair, well, is the chair beautiful? You know, does it have a brand that you can make value of? There is no, I'm sure about the word. That's the thing about being French. I'm not too sure of my words.
That's okay.
There is no spirit behind a chair.
Right.
You see?
Yes.
There is not such of a background. When it comes to the evolution of that perspective on wine, I think it highlighted much more who is behind the wine, who is making it, what's the philosophy behind it, what's the environmental impact, what's the story that brought the people who actually make wine where they are now. There is much more to it than just buying a product on a shelf.
Right.
And I think that that's what has been changing really over the past 20 years. France historically has a habit to really generate and advertise good stories. I mean, when you look at our major luxury brands, just like Louis Vuitton, or even in the Champagne region, Veuve Clicquot, you know, there is that movie recently that got out with Veuve Clicquot, or if you take the any major brand like that will have a background like Hermès with the horse that will generate something more than just a product. And when you're just a winemaker, your job initially, that has been the case for generations, their job was to make wine. And I think my job is not to make wine.
Yes.
Because in France, if you want to be called a winemaker, you have to grow your own grapes. It's a little different in the U.S., where you usually have the farms on one side and the winemakers on the other side who will just, you know, most of the time buy the grapes to the farmer and then make the wine with it. In France, if you want to be called a winemaker, you really have to grow your own grapes. You cannot buy them anymore. And then you make the wines with the grapes you have harvested, which means that the guy who makes the wine is, no matter what, attached to the land and has to see it all and control the entire process. But when I'm saying that I'm not a winemaker, it's because my father was, my grandfather was, or my great-grandfather as well. But just because we've been selling for several generations directly to our friends and clients in France, we have always been more than just winemakers. Because the winemaker is just the guy who makes wine.
Right.
But if you want to communicate what you are doing to the person who actually drinks the wine and enjoy it for the enjoyment of it and not only for the alcohol, then you have to be somebody who care about others, who wants to share emotions through the vector or the canvas that wine is. And that's why I'm saying I'm You will laugh if I say that, but sometimes I feel I'm a buffoon, you know, a guy who takes you and makes you escape the moment to have you spend a time that you're going to remember from that particular moment when we met, and that you're going to maybe keep enjoying every time you drink a bottle, because you know who is behind. So it's really a long last relationship. It's much more than just making the product. And I think that in the upcoming world that we're seeing coming right now with so many changes,
yes,
you know, that the world has never been evolving that fast, and we see it every day. I think those long last situation are becoming more and more important remind us every day that what we do has an importance for people we care about. Because with all those changes in the society where communication has become so major, and it's almost, I mean, you get lost every day if you're constantly on social networks or on your phone, or you really get lost. And I think our world nowadays forces us to, if you don't want to get lost, to get back to what's meaningful in your life.
Absolutely.
And these are those long-last relationships.
Yes.
Humans or what's going to last. The human relationships or what is lasting.
And that takes me to our conversation that we had about how so many are financially successful and emotionally bankrupt. And how you could continue to just sell as much wine as you wanted to and crank it out, and you would probably be financially successful doing that, but my gut tells me you would not be emotionally fulfilled.
Oh, no. For sure.
Yeah. And I think that's one of those things that you are so articulate in understanding that and moving forward with the way you approach wine and getting it into the hands of the right people is so compelling to me. And I think other people that I've witnessed experiencing how you did it.
Yeah. And it's a choice. I mean, I made that call long time ago when I understood that there was not really any path to be rich, as that's the word. Now I'm not saying I'm going to be poor. I don't want to starve making wine. That's not again, if you're not fulfilled doing what you do, if you're not safe, if you cannot feed yourself or your kids or your family, there is no way you can thrive for others. But as long as you have secure the basics, I kind of feel that's enough with what I do. Now, again, this is what I've been doing so far. And what I love about what I do is that I meet wonderful people everywhere I go.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of wine, who are in so many different fields. Engineers, doctors, public servants, I mean, actors. I mean, I've met people with so many different social background, financial resources, et cetera, and that's the beauty of that particular product, is that wine brings such a wide panel of people together in a limited consumption. The question is not to drink too much. The question is enjoying a good moment.
Yes.
And wine generates that curiosity to understand what's behind. That's why grape juice does not generate the same question. I don't know. but grape juice doesn't work. No,
that's where the alcohol might come in.
It might help.
Yes, exactly.
And I guess you cannot age a grape juice for 20 years or so. So it's true that when you drink a beverage that is 20-year-old, it's kind of a different experience than something that has been made 2 weeks ago.
Yes, you know? So exactly.
So I guess that's part of it. But at the end of the day, to your point, I think that what I'm doing now gives me a lot of satisfaction. Because I have this opportunity of meeting so many people, and I try to stay focused on seizing the opportunities when they show up, and that's the discussion also that we had recently about this concept of kairos in the ancient Greece. The kairos, you spell it K-A-I-R-O-S, is that. That capability that the ancient Greeks had when they were wise enough, I guess.
Yes.
To not force the opportunities, not thinking, oh, yes, that's what I want and that's what I'm going to have. Well, sometimes if the stars don't align, you're not going to have it, you know?
Correct.
However, if you wait for a good opportunity to come up and if you're on the lookout for it, then you will know when to seize it. And that's why I think you should have a goal. Personally, you should have a goal that is wide enough so you can have a wide choice of opportunities in your life that will take you through through your path. That's why I don't know where I'm going to be in 10 years, but I know my basics. I want to keep being with good humans, potentially keep making good wines for good people.
And you know that because you've experienced that, and that's fabulous. And I so apologize, but we have got to go to break, but we'll be right back and continue this. So stay tuned.
Summertime and sunshine is synonymous with the great outdoors and enjoying all it has to offer. At Winter Ridge, it also is synonymous with access to delicious, fresh fish. We are excited to be rolling out a weekly fresh fish offering. Each Tuesday in the meat department, we will be featuring a rotating weekly fish, limited quantities, specialty varieties that'll add a splash of something new to your at-home menu. Cast your line with us each Tuesday and catch something new. Winter Ridge, your community choice for local, natural, and delicious. At the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body, consistently voted the best auto body shop in the region. We offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed, no charge estimates, and advice is just good customer service. Remember, Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint, Ponderay, and now in Bonner's Ferry.
Come by boat or car for unforgettable waterfront dining. Pearls on the Lake in Hope. Open Wednesday through Monday, noon to 8. Close Tuesdays. Enjoy a fresh new menu, tasty cocktails, and live music on beautiful Lake Ponderay. PearlsOnTheLake.com to reserve your table today.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Cowboy Christmas is on at North 40 Outfitters through July 13th. Get a $25 gift card for every $100 spent on Western footwear and save 20% on hats, belts, wallets, purses, jewelry, and all apparel from Ariat, Smith & Rogue, and Sendero. Meet the reps from Ariat, Wrangler, Kimes, Hire, and Justin, visiting stores with giveaways and in-person deals. North40.com for the full schedule of events. North 40 Outfitters. Outfitting, work, and play.
Come on, relax with us on a summer night. The Indians baseball makes your future right. We're here to have fun, and that's what we're gonna do.
This Friday, celebrate America's birthday with your Northwest League champion Spokane Indians at Avista Stadium as they open a 3-game homestand against the Tri-City Dust Devils. Bring the family. We'll bring the fireworks.
Back to the left field.
This Friday night, celebrate America's Independence Day at Avista Stadium. It's everything you'd want on the 4th of July. Baseball, hot dogs, and a huge post-game fireworks spectacular. There's baseball Friday through Sunday at Avista Stadium. Saturday is Jurassic Ballpark and Fireworks Night presented by Zero Res. Sunday afternoon, we celebrate Otto the Mascot's birthday and Kids Day. For tickets and game times, go to SpokaneIndians.com. That's SpokaneIndians.com. July 4th fireworks this Friday, game time 7:05. Always free parking. Tickets at SpokaneIndians.com.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screen. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My guest today is Franck Tavares, and he is talking to us all the way from the Bordeaux region of France. And we were just talking about the Greek concept of kairos and seizing the opportunity when it presents itself as opposed to forcing the issue. And it made me think of how you have so creatively come up with a model by which to get your wine into the hands of people that can appreciate it and the opportunity to do so. So can you just kind of give us an example of like when you're traveling about and presenting your wines to different groups of people, how do you go about getting that set up, and how do you make those connections initially and seize those opportunities?
Oh, well, most of the time from experience, for as long as I've been doing it, I figured that good people attract good people.
Yeah.
And at the beginning, of course, when you get started in that concept of just meeting people and go randomly wherever someone might be interested, you take a chance and see what happens. But over the years, then I've been so fortunate to be introduced to wonderful people. Through people I've met before, and people that I had a good connection with, who became good friends, who came visited me, and that's how the pump has been primed. Mm. Is that I've took me maybe 2 or 3 years to get out and take my backpack and meet as many people as I could, and to finally get into the right places, in front of the right friends.
And then it's just word of mouth, and people, then they just...
That's only that?
Yeah, and so it's so much better than having to go and sit it behind a desk and pound paper with distributors and try to get wine onto the shelves.
Oh, yeah.
So they can sell it. I think that is the most brilliant concept ever.
Because I've done it before, and I know what it is to just have a product to sell.
Yes.
You know, you have your list of advantages, characteristics, and then you bargain on the price, and that's not what I do. I never talk about pricing.
And then
if
you
people
walk
want
through,
to keep in touch with me, there is...
Yeah.
Huh?
No. Well, I just say, and then you walk out through a warehouse full of 1,000 other different wines, and there's no story behind it, no, passion behind it, and I love the way you get it in the hands of people that are going to enjoy it. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, there is so much more to it. However, the downside of it clearly is it's a very, very long process.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it takes it takes failure. But you know that that quote. What was the director of the NASA program for? I think it was the Apollo program who said failure is not an option.
Right.
I love it. I think it was Jim Kantz. I think that was his name. Failure is not an option as long as you have, again, a wide enough objective. Yes, you're going to fail. And when they send people to the moon, of course they failed for a long time until they managed to finally send someone to the moon. So for me, I have failed. I've had horrible parties at the beginning. and it's good because when you're just exposed to the wrong people who don't care about wine, who just love soda and beer, what do you want me to do about it? It's good for them.
Well,
and they might be very enjoyable people to be with.
Yes.
But I can't really help having a good time using wine to have a good time. And we all know that. So you have to fail to finally find your path. And that's a lesson. That's a lesson every young person, I assume, in his or her 20s, learn at some point. You fail, you get back up on your feet, and you move forward. So that's what it was. But again, time comes into place very quickly. You have to accept the fact that it takes time. Anything strong and well established takes time. Even sometimes with all the money in the world, you may have a lot of investors. But then if you have a lot of investors, you lose control. If you lose control, you're not home anymore.
Right.
You know, so sometimes it might be better to be in control, be at home, and you know, just be more modest. But at least you can be yourself.
Well, and I love that you personally are the one that gallivants all over I don't know if you're all over the world. I know you're all over the United States, but you are personally the one that is presenting and sharing your wine. And I think that that is such a nice touch as well.
Yeah, all over the world. My field initially being international affairs brought me to live in a lot in Asia, in the Pacific. So that's what I've been doing. And that's, I go wherever someone will call for me.
I love that. Well, I'm going to be calling you again because it was so much fun. It's going to happen again. But we just have another minute or so. And I wanted to give you the opportunity that for those who are listening, if they're sitting there feeling emotionally bankrupt doing work that they're doing, what would be advice from Franck, who is living on the other side of that? What would you say to that person?
Dig deep inside and know find what's really important, what really matters. And once you find that, you know what is your big, you find out what is your big goal. And there is nothing more important than that. Now, there is no reason for anyone to be miserable. We are very lucky to live in the Western world where yes, we face challenges every week, every day, every month, every year.
Yep.
But we have some sort of freedom. We just have to be on the lookout to find that spot that gives us a reason to hope and to move forward.
Absolutely. Franck, it has been such a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much and for sharing your experience and your strategies on doing what you're doing. And I look forward to getting to see you again, and I thank you for being on the show with us. That's our show for today.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for listening in. Be sure and join us next month, and be sure to get out there and really live your life.